Where are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerds 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with...
John.
Sam.
Oh, you forgot about that, didn't you?
Yeah, Sam? Yeah.
And Sean.
And tonight, we have a special guest with us.
Yay!
This is Pat.
All the way from Seattle. Washington State.
Same thing.
Cascadia. Same thing.
Yep.
We have... A new segment called Talk to the Listener.
Pat has been on this show before. And he comes to the East Coast to get married this weekend.
Yay!
So congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who's the lucky man?
Which we don't judge.
We are a judgment-free zone.
Except for Sam.
No. Sam's really...
He needs filters.
He will judge you.
I will judge the shit out of you.
But anyway, Pat's here for a couple weeks. He might be on next week as well. And we're going to discuss a few things this week on tonight's show, primarily Alien came out last week, right? Last week on Friday. Well, and we all saw it, except Pat didn't see it
and I didn't see it
and Sam didn't see it, but we're gonna spoil it anyway. But we'll let you know.
Suck it.
We'll let you know when we're gonna spoil.
Oh no.
But there are also a couple other things that we want to talk about. We're gonna do the Game of Thrones trailer. Just came out today.
Yeah,
and that comes out July 16th. We'll talk about that. John saw Split finally, so he has a couple takes on that.
With me.
With you.
Yes.
And some Split takes.
Yep. Split takes.
And then because there's a lot of TV stuff, we're going to break it up. We're only going to do a couple things this week, and then next week we'll pretty much go into the whole TV thing. We'll do Fargo, Twin Peaks. Since Pat's here, we'll do Super, Dragon Ball Super. Yep. And then we'll bring up New Girl a little bit because you watched that.
Yes.
So, great show. But anyway, let's start off with the Game of Thrones trailer. We watched it just downstairs, and I watched it for the fifth time. But,
shit's gonna happen.
To put it bluntly.
Did it seem eventually. Like, and I'm not trying to be funny, but like just a lot of stuff was going on? Like, how is this 7 episodes?
Well, exactly. Like, that's what makes me, like, I'm looking forward to it for that reason, because there was a trailer and a lot happened. It's a shortened season. Game of Thrones goes very slow. This season seems like it's not going to go slow. Like it's going to be 9-7 episodes of intense, kind of like the Bull of the Bastard season, last season, episode 9.
Well, it looks like... Let's just go through it real quick.
It didn't seem to be a lot of sitting around in rooms talking. I'll put it that way.
No. And Dany lands, and she goes to... What did you say it was?
Dragonstone, her ancestral home.
But it looks like the Khal is fighting, like the dudes on horses, and they're jumping off the horses and stuff. So it looks like there's a battle with that. So
horse guy's got a horse.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of battles with the Unsullied, it looked like.
Yeah.
And then the North looks like they're going to fight. I mean, you're going to get at least 4 battles in this next season. And like you said, 7 episodes.
Yeah, you would think.
They say at the end, you know, the Great War is beginning. So, I mean, if it's going to be a Great War, not going to have one battle in it.
But knowing Game of Thrones, the Great War begins, like, that's like a line from the 7th episode.
Right. Well, see.
Well, the Great War, what are we talking about? Great War? Are we talking, like, White Walkers and
Mortals?
Right.
I'm going mortals on that one.
Lack of a better term?
Yeah.
Westeros people?
Dead versus undead.
Yeah.
Except the White Walkers are sort of living beasts. But we're not going to go down there.
We'll cross that road.
It seems like there's a lot to get through. Like, I think we kind of talked about this at the end of last season. Like, all the sort of human stuff's got to, you know, resolve itself with the 3 factions here. And then we got to go up north to kind of go to the boss level. So, there's kind of a lot we got to get through here. So, I hope they don't fuck it up. I hope they don't, like, glance over it and kind of rush through and it's just all battles. Because, like, yeah, it's awesome, but, like, that's not what the show just is, you know?
Yeah, it's a bunch of stuff. I didn't see any Sand Snake stuff in there. Did Good. Anybody?
Yeah, that's I think fine. It was quick when they said enemies to the south.
That was probably enemies
in the south.
Yeah.
But even then, the Sand Snakes are with Daenerys, aren't they?
No. Yes. No, yeah, they are. They allied with at the very end.
Oh, Varys. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Varys is with Daenerys. Yeah.
And you got Sam out in fucking Old Town talking to some maesters. Like, oh, yeah, the world has gotten not really any smaller.
And then yet there's still freaking rowing.
Right.
Yeah.
Gendry is.
There it is. I can't think of his name.
Still out there. And there's like 15 hours of the show left. So it's just like, I don't know.
You're right. I'm worried now. Damn it, John.
I don't know.
I was excited.
I found this trailer somewhat underwhelming. Like, it didn't make me all that excited.
That's because you didn't have anything. We know what's coming, and they showed you what's coming. So we had the expectation of this is what's going to happen. Then you got a trailer for exactly what you think is going to happen. So it's not gonna shock and awe you. It's gonna.
I feel like too the internet hype complex knows that like a lot of people watch Game of Thrones. So it's like, oh god, look at this great amazing trailer. Like, I mean, they all kind of look the same.
Oh, every Game of Thrones trailer looks the same.
Yeah,
I was shocked that they actually came out with one.
I thought they were gonna pull a whole fuck you, you're gonna watch? Who are you kidding?
Yeah, right.
Game of Thrones trailer, 2 seconds. Game of Thrones, July 16th.
Yeah, that's. I would have been okay with that.
Like, they had that whole reveal thing they had where it was like just ice melting for an hour. Did you guys see that?
No.
So they announced the release date of which is I guess July 16th now. And they just had a live stream, and it was just ice melting in front of a sign that said, you know, 7/16/17. And that's what people, like, they literally just had that for, like, an hour. Like, when they released it, like, a month or two ago. Oh, yeah.
Oh, huh. We would have.
That Facebook live stream shit is annoying.
Yeah.
That it is.
But, I guess that's, any other big takeaways from the trailer, guys? I mean, I don't. There wasn't really much story. I mean,
no.
There wasn't anything there that was like, oh, wow, this is a part of this season. There were some pictures that came out maybe yesterday, maybe definitely this week, but it did show Arya looked like she was in the north. So that would be interesting if she...
In the trailer, she was riding a horse where there's snow on the
ground.
Yeah,
there's snow around.
Yeah.
I would...
But then again, winter did come.
The Freys are in the north.
And anyway, everywhere.
So. Yeah, and yeah. Winter is coming. Too, so
we know the Frey. She killed the Frey, so the Freys are in the north. Technically, snow.
Right. You know, I'm sure.
I mean,
sure.
No one really liked that band anyway. So
sorry. It's just, you're right. You're right. We can do predictions later, like when the season starts.
Yeah, I'm sure we got another 2 months here, so we got to kill some time. Yeah. It can't be all Spider-Man and Wonder Woman. Okay.
Well, I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. Come on.
We got Pirates,
but Transformers.
This week, we got a little taste of space in Alien Covenant by Ridley Scott, a straight-up sequel to Prometheus, which is a prequel of Alien. And this is, well, obviously it has Alien in the name now, so... I guess it's a prequel. Does it actually?
It's a sequel to Prometheus.
Yes, yeah. It's a sequel to a prequel.
I thought it was going to set things up more than it actually ended up doing. But
they plan on doing one more movie, supposedly.
So kind of like Rogue One in a way.
No, not like Rogue One.
Of like Episode 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trilogy before the trilogy.
Quadrilogy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Even though it's not going to be quadrilogy.
Sorry, quadrilogy. Yeah.
But they're mixing 3 and 4. This, you like, say what you will about any movie universe that's been fucked up in the past. Alien is getting pretty fucked up. Because if they're redoing 3 with Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, that's dead.
Oh, is it dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not redoing 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not redoing 3. What's that guy? Neil Blomkamp. Yeah, that thing, I guess, isn't.
Okay.
Sigourney Weaver is not. Okay. Not in this.
Okay.
Anymore.
So, okay, Alien Covenant. Let's start at the most natural point,
and we won't spoil you now.
The people who didn't actually see this one in is, I guess, where you guys come down on Prometheus.
Let's try not to spoil. By the way, right. Just let's get this out there.
Start with what?
Yeah,
John
we'll
said.
We'll start.
Where's everybody stand on Prometheus?
Awful.
Chris hated it.
It was okay. I mean,
Pat
didn't see it.
You picked a great week to be on the podcast.
I tried to pick this week like 2 years ago, so I'm sorry.
Terrible plan.
Wait a second. I saw Prometheus like 3 times in movie theaters, not really by intention. I just like, you know.
Just happened.
Yeah.
So you
I liked it. and it wasn't like the greatest thing, but it was like a movie I could like go back and like rewatch sometimes. It's been a good Sunday afternoon kind of movie.
Well, that's because it's been on every Sunday for the past 2 months.
Yeah.
I am in the same boat as John, except I didn't see it multiple times in the theaters. I just saw it the one time, and I really enjoyed it because I understood where it sat. I understand a lot of people give it a shit ton of shit because they're like, well, but the alien's not even in it. It's like, okay, Ridley Scott was telling the story of the engineers, not of the aliens. And that's where people got pissed off. They're like, but there's no aliens in this movie.
I didn't expect there to be.
Right, but a lot of people did. Like it. But a lot of people did. And that's what irked them. I'm not saying you. I'm saying people. But
I knew there was.
It expanded the universe that is Alien, and I enjoyed it.
Well, like my whole thing was, it started off good. It had a good premise, but I just didn't feel like it wrapped up anything.
Yeah, it kind of
didn't really explain much about the engineers.
There was zero explanation.
Right.
There was the ship, and that was it.
Yeah.
I'm not even so much disappointed about the explanation, but it's like one of these movies that has like a really good first like hour, and then it doesn't like know how to like really resolve itself.
Yeah. Right. So that's about
classic Iron Man itis.
We should move on from Prometheus and actually talk about the movie that we all saw.
Well, here's my opinion then. I don't know how distinguishable this is to Prometheus. Like, if you were like, which one is like clearly better? I don't know if I could really say. I probably would say Prometheus, but this movie seemed pretty similar. I'll put it that way. Definitely more horror. I mean, people going we were expecting that. I mean, I keep wanting to call him, Ridley Scott was saying that, you know.
You mean Ripley Scott?
I don't know why that's so funny.
Because, like, literally,
I just kept calling him Ripley Scott. Yeah,
right. So it was like Ripley Scott, and we're like, Sam, it's Ridley. He's like,
yeah.
Are you sure?
Like, yeah. So, anyway, Ridley Scott, I mean, he said it right before that, you know, Prometheus is more sci-fi. This is going to return to kind of the genres, like, or the movie series roots. Right.
Yeah.
And it was definitely a horror movie. I mean, people, it's essentially the same as all the other ones, right? You go to a place, people get picked off one by one. There's really no difference to the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
as a whole, like,
yeah.
Sure. I mean, to any horror, like, this kind of horror movie, to be fair. I mean, it's not like, I'm not saying, like, don't go see any horror movies because you don't know how they're going to be, but that's just kind of like what it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I liked it, though.
I'll go.
Okay.
I think this movie was exponentially better than Prometheus in every way, shape, or form. There was the horror. I really liked the aliens this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the fact that they actually brought back the aliens.
100% more Danny McBride.
James Franco. I really like Danny McBride.
Yeah.
For some reason.
You know, here's the thing. I'm in the same boat as you. I'm like, I looked at how he did. He did awesome. I loved his character. He did great.
Yep. And it wasn't too much of him.
No, it wasn't. But like at the same time, I'm in the back of my head, I'm like, that was a horrible use of James Franco and Danny McBride, though.
James Franco just got like roped in at the end.
Yeah, I think he did too. But
I didn't realize for this type of movie. I didn't want them together.
No, I'm 100% behind that. I'm just saying in general. Like, I didn't want a Danny McBride being, you know, Eastbound and Down, but in space. Like, I didn't want that character, and we didn't get that. He was very calm down. I mean, he had like those instances like calling his wife sugar tits. Stuff like that, like where you'd kind of chuckle a few times, but like you felt for the guy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I agree.
Interesting though, how like Franco doesn't even make it into the movie practically.
Yeah,
that's not a spoiler.
I didn't even realize he was in the movie until I totally forgot too.
Yeah,
like I saw that he was in it, but then I heard that he was like barely in it.
Did you guys watch that prologue thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
I should have after I saw.
Doesn't add that much.
Okay.
In retrospect, but
I think the movie was exponentially better.
Mm-hmm.
I think it filled in a massive amount of the story. Over in the overall Alien universe. I really liked the creep factor.
Yes. The tension was
palpable.
Yeah, the whole from the time they get to the planet. I mean, even before that, when like Danny's out in there in Tennessee, he's out there floating in space, and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, I thought it's like, oh, well, this is where he dies.
Well, yeah, I thought like something was gonna go wrong. the whole time, but nothing did.
Yeah, well, in that scene in particular, but yeah. No, it was a good suspense throughout the whole kind of movie, and it was a build-up, I think. Like, it was a little bit of suspense in the beginning, and then they landed on the planet, and it just increased even further after that, because at that point, or I don't want to spoil, we'll move on from that.
Nah, later, let's spoil it, it's okay.
No, we'll
Well, maybe we want to wait on... We will,
but let's wait. Try and hold off as long as we possibly can. Aside from Prometheus, or apart from Prometheus, I actually really like the lead. Daniels, played by...
Catherine Waterston.
Yes, I actually liked her.
Yeah.
I didn't like her in Fantastic Beasts, but I liked her in this. Which is so much better than Prometheus. I didn't like any of the leads in Prometheus. Okay. And I think Fassbender did a great job this time.
Yes, yes.
He did a very, very good job.
Wait, you think Fassbender is bad in Prometheus?
I prefer him in this one.
I think he did the other one. I think acting-wise, this one.
I think Prometheus, I think he's like maybe the only like actually like good to great thing about Prometheus.
No, yeah. I know. Him and Idris Elba were the two from
Prometheus. I don't even know about Idris Elba. Idris Elba was just like treading water.
But he was there. For some reason, I like him. But anyway, Michael Fassbender did great in this movie. Mm. I think given the things that he had to do throughout the movie, we'll discuss later, but I think just the things he's had to do is, he did great. I love it. The aliens were great. I wish that they did more like real and not CGI aliens. There was a lot of CGI. Every alien was CGI.
No,
everyone.
I could tell that the alien was a guy in a suit. You could tell
from I read after it that it was all CGI.
Really?
Almost all CGI aliens.
I don't think there was any guy in the suit. That was like really
when it was truly the xenomorph, not like the proto xenomorph.
No, that's what I mean. Apparently really? I was reading online afterwards.
While I was watching it, it was when they were in the Citadel area, whatever that is. You can see it running through the like the bodies, and I could totally tell it was a dude in a suit.
It didn't.
It had like the human like trying to run on short front legs and long back legs. It had that weird kind of run to it, which you don't see from the other aliens.
Yeah, but I saw an interview and he said, I was just reading it because I wondered why it looked so... They didn't look bad either. They looked good, but it's just they didn't have any real alien, like people in suits and stuff. Like you said, in the reason for it was because Ridley Scott said that the range of motions that he wanted to use, suits and... You know, puppets couldn't do that. He had to do CGI for it, which I understand. There was a lot more movement in this movie than any other movie for aliens.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I don't want to spoil you anything.
All right, Sean, what's your take?
My take. This is one of those weird group of movies where the protagonist is always female. Literally, always female. Not knacking, like, not taking away from it. I'm just saying that's kind of a very, like, strange thing. I mean, you have Sigourney Weaver in the quadrilogy. Then you have Naomi, was it Rampage in Prometheus?
Yeah, but it's not a bad
thing. No, I didn't say it was a bad thing. At no point did I say that was a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a unique thing. You don't see that very often.
Okay.
Anyways. All right. No, I'm just...
I mean, anyway, what's your point?
Anyways, that's just a point that I want to bring across, that, like, it's kind of cool that it's always been a female lead in every single one of these movies. But Fassbender, I thought, was, like, amazing. You definitely needed to see Prometheus before this one because...
Because of
the stuff that happened.
Actually, you know... I'm not even entirely sure.
No, you do.
You do. With the whole David stuff, you do.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you definitely do.
Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of cool. There was a bunch that was up in the air, spoiler-wise, that I want to get into, but I'll hold off on that. But as a movie as a whole, I thought it was pretty interesting. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm glad I went to go see it.
Yeah. Definitely worth it.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, I didn't have high expectations for this movie. So, I didn't have low ones either.
Yeah,
I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
It seemed like the critical reception I saw out there was people didn't like Prometheus and thought this was worse.
Really?
That I, from what I saw,
who the hell are those
people? I've seen a mix of this is extremely better than Prometheus, or this is on par with Prometheus, in how bad it is.
Extremely,
and I'm like, I don't understand. I want to sit down with somebody who truly hated Prometheus and understand why, because I never felt like
it's probably just because they thought aliens and then they didn't get what they wanted.
Yeah,
that's probably what it was. I wanted aliens, but then I'm like,
I was okay with them exploring the engineers. Like,
yeah, I guess, but
the opening scene, you're like, the whole movie was
just to fill in the space jockey.
Yeah, pretty
question.
Much.
Yeah. That's like, what that's the hell is?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what they said. Was like, okay, well, let's explain a world around this.
Yeah, and then Ridley Scott just got a bunch of shit for it, and then he's like, all right, well, let's do aliens.
Well, this is more like aliens for me.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, it's so like a bunch of people walking through the world with guns. I guess it's time to spoil it.
Yeah,
we're 20 minutes in.
20 minutes.
21 minutes in.
I'll put timestamps in for this. 21 minutes.
So, folks,
spoilers.
Obviously, David's back. And I love Fassbender playing two slightly different versions of the same thing.
Two different versions. Where but they are different versions.
They're different versions because one's the older model, one's the newer model, and
Did it take you a little bit to realize Walter's doing an American accent and not
David? I noticed it.
After
the first scene with David, but once they showed that, I'm like, oh, David's coming back.
Significant part, right?
Just for, and that was Guy Ritchie, not Guy Ritchie.
What's
his name?
It's Guy Pearce.
Guy Pearce. That's it. So that was Guy Pearce in the beginning as Wayland.
I thought that was an incredibly useless scene in the beginning.
Yes, but it kind of
it didn't set anything up. It didn't fill in anything.
It does though. It helps you understand.
It understands creation and
right.
the importance of being a god and he created David, so. David, in turn, feels like he has to create something on his own. Which...
Spoiler!
Yes. Here's the twist. David's actually kind of the bad guy.
He created the aliens.
Spoiler. Aliens were created by a robot with a god complex.
Android with a god
complex. A synthetic with a god complex.
Now, I really enjoyed the flashback scene to him on the ship just raining down hell on all the engineers.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, so somebody brought this up to me. Not brought it up to me. Somebody in the theaters afterwards was talking about it. That whole scene of him releasing the virus to the engineers. He said, "What are the odds that was just David saying that actually happened when that's not actually what happened? What actually happened was something completely kind of along those lines, because why is the ship crashed? If you watch that flashback, the ship docks."
That's a plot hole. Yeah.
Right. So the ship is crashed, but in that scene it's docked.
Okay.
So what are the odds that David it was really cool. But what are the odds that isn't what actually happened with David?
It could be. We have no idea. Fantasies. Even kind of what he explained to people doesn't seem he explains Elizabeth's death 5,000 different ways.
Yeah.
And then
turns out he ended up killing her.
What's the main one? Daniels, she figures out what actually happened, which he just used her he uses everybody else to be the next embryo or be the next host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what David did was he took the black goo and then he created, because the alien form would come out, and then he genetically altered everything.
Yeah.
To give us the
face huggers, into the chest buster,
and then into the xenomorph. Alien. Yep.
Yeah, just as someone does this with flowers or something that with orchids, he does it with xenomorphs.
Exactly.
It's a nice hobby to have, and probably one you have to turn to when you're the only person on a planet.
Yeah.
It's a real green thumb.
So the nerd in me loves the fact that the robot, a synthetic, created an alien. But the viewer of the movie in me hates it because it just seems like, what cast characters can we use? Oh, well, we have a robot. Oh, he created the aliens. Let's just do that.
Yeah, I like the fact that he's literally broken.
Yeah. No, I know, but it just...
They come out and when he's who wrote
Ozymandias. Yeah. Yeah, and that's... I'm not exactly Johnny Poetry over here, but I knew that was by Shelley, by Percy Shelley, part because of Frisky Dingo, but was not by Byron. But anyway...
But that was like really cool. He's, like that's where a
broken robot. Yes. Yeah,
that's where what's his face? What's
a little bit like HAL 2000 over there? You know?
Oh yeah, that's where Walter's like, see, you're broken, and it just takes that one thing to be broken to take down the whole thing.
Yep.
And that's literally what happened. But he had one broken like screw loose.
The movie viewer in me is just it was disappointing.
No, but why though? Like, just give it like an explanation. I feel like this gives it more context.
I wanted it to be an alien to be a foreign object. That was just it has no associated like we still don't know how it happens.
So an unknown origin.
I wanted unknown origin.
Oh, I was okay with them giving me origin.
We have prequel movies explaining like what you know. I mean, prequels are like only to essentially serve to like give better context to what you saw. I mean, in theory at least.
This was the way it went. This is the way they wrote it, and it was still a great movie for me, but. I was, you know, the nerd in me likes the fact that a robot created the thing that is the perfect animal, the perfect organism.
Perfect and, virus.
Yeah, and I was surprised it was only 10 years. Like, I was kind of expecting it to be like 100 or 1,000 years or
something.
Right? Shit like that. Like, shit, this happened pretty quick.
No, 10 years, pretty quick, though. But,
okay, so...
So, I didn't like that you don't get to see the actual alien that we know until... More than halfway through the movie, it took that long okay to get with there.
That, though,
and, yeah, that, and it, I get that it was a build up of suspense, but I feel like it would have worked a lot better if it was the first third of the movie.
I mean, it still killed people. It didn't.
Well, yeah, there was only two of them, but yeah,
there was like the proto xenomorphs.
Yeah, those were there.
A xenomorph that's a CPA,
right? So
people's taxes.
So the aliens are synthetic.
No, they were created by a synthetic.
Genetically engineered animals by a robot.
So think of like...
Not like in a way of a lab, but like he bred like, you know, the good ones together. Yeah. You know?
So like think of like if I had like a tapeworm and I was like, I want this tapeworm to be like a billion times better. You mess with it.
So pretty much forced evolution.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what...
So you turn into a robot. Tiger.
By a robot. Fucking cool. See?
Well, I know, right? The nerd in me is saying, yeah, that's awesome. But
so, what did you guys think of the two robot dynamic? I love that.
I loved it.
Fassbender? Yeah. This is what we mean by Fassbender. He did such a good job playing like both the
Reed
sides.
Scene? That Reed scene was insane. That was,
and I thought, like, the entire time, like, oh, he's going to fucking kill him. Yeah. Because, like, he knew the whole time, like, David was, like, a bad guy. Or, like,
you
almost,
had an idea that he was kind of bad.
Had a sense he was a bad guy, and it wasn't until
he walked him into the basement.
Yes.
Once they went into the basement, you're like, oh, fuck you, David.
Oh, Billy Crudup is so fucking dead. Yeah. To go look inside. I'm like, Jesus.
You know what I really like, too, about this is there were no stupid people death scenes.
Yeah.
There was no, like, this is the creepy animal that's slithering around the black goo. Let's go pet it. You know, like they did in Prometheus. This is no stupid death scenes. Like, these... Or could be realistic scenarios. So.
Yeah.
Mm. So there's such thing as a smart death?
No, but there's a such thing as a stupid death.
Were you guys for like, and I don't know why I thought this, but like when we had the Fassbenders and like, it's like, are they going to make out?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they that's
really
like,
really close.
Well, let's just see where this goes.
Kiss, right?
Was the kiss.
David kissed, what is his name? Walter.
Walter.
Just Joe was having some conflicted feelings over there.
Well, it's just like, what? No, I don't see this every day.
Like, sure, let's have. They were like inches away, and David like slowly started tilting his head, and you're like, where's this going to go? And then all of a sudden, he just plants one on. Fassbender planted one on Fassbender's mouth, and like.
People the fast
Walter's like. Yeah. But Walter's like, okay. And like, David's obviously like caressing him.
I also want to say I really liked that at the end of the movie how they're trying to force it to the cargo hold. They had like the door closing thing, and that was something I thought was awesome, particularly from the Alien 3 movie that they kind of brought it back.
Right?
Is that from something else too? Like, do they do that in Alien? Because I seem to remember
trying to force them in certain things.
I thought just the whole, like, you know, how they're walking through the ship and they keep telling it, like, open this door, close this door.
Oh yeah, Mother is in all of the movies.
Yeah,
except for Resurrection, except Prometheus,
and three, and Prometheus. Yeah, well, okay, let's go this way. I'm glad that they brought Mother back.
Yes,
Nice. How's that?
I guess. I mean, who really isn't a character? But anyway.
Okay, here's another thing. Another plot hole.
Okay.
So at the end.
Do you want to talk the twist?
What the twist?
Oh, you can do the twist.
A twist that I totally saw coming.
Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah, you please. Saw it. Yeah.
Like, I knew, like, you knew it happened, like, when one of them didn't have a hand. And it was going to be like, oh, look at the one that does have a hand. Like, you know. Actually, as soon as he cut his hair to look like the other guy, then you were like.
I knew it was when he stepped out of the temple, like as the lander's coming down.
Yeah,
right. Once he stepped out, I'm like, immediately. Fuck you, David.
Yep.
Okay, well, here's the thing, though.
Context.
But so they essentially switch. Well, David kills Walter.
Walter's about to kill David, but David's reaching for a knife, and he's like,
so David's the robot, Walter's the real guy.
No,
they're both robots.
One's a good robot. One's a bad robot.
They're both Fassbender.
Yeah.
I caught that part.
Oh, okay. But anyway, and it's funny because they strung it out so long that I thought, like, they made it so painfully obvious to, like, not go, like, so you would think the whole time then they were just going to, like, turn you and be like, nope, he's just Walter.
And you don't find out until, like, the last 10 seconds.
Was it Amy, who saw it with me?
That's her name.
So when she, and I talked to her about that twist, about it being David, not Walter. She was like, oh, I knew it when they were on the barge and, Daniels was like, I'm going out there to get it. And David, who's pretending to be Walter, didn't go out with her.
Right.
Cause he basically followed her everywhere.
Yep.
As David put it, he was in love with her.
Oh, you're right. But
so I was a little disappointed, I guess, cause I thought that was just like, I hate when movies do that set up, like, in the, you know, want credit for something that's, like, fucking obvious. I'm like, come on, we've seen that, like, 100 times.
Mm. Yeah. And the plot hole for the, I guess, for the setup for the next movie, David brings them onto the ship via regurgitation.
Yeah.
But he only has two.
Well, you only need two.
That's all you need, though.
Why?
Mating pair.
Male and a female.
I thought you needed a queen.
To make a thing go right.
To lay the eggs.
Maybe that's the next evolutionary breakthrough.
One's the queen.
Oh, wait. That's not just an Alien versus Predator, right? Like, that's in other movies?
The queen?
Oh, yeah. This, by the way, this movie just nixed Alien versus Predator.
Yes, it did.
In both of them.
It now, just how...
I was just about to ask that. I'm like, how does the Predator fit in this?
I'm not seeing any comparison really quickly. Oh, because they designed them to hunt them or whatever?
Yeah. They implied that they brought the aliens. They designed them to hunt.
Right.
Greatest prey or whatnot.
Yeah.
Those so that just anyways. Gets it out of the.
Agreed.
Gets it out there. Cuts those movies out. That's fine.
Not the worst thing. It could still be right, maybe in that universe.
Yeah, there could still be predators in that universe.
Now I thought, you know, they have a colony ship. They have 1,000 colonists. I thought they were going to the planet from Aliens, but you said
LV-426.
Yeah.
They don't imply that. Colony in LV-426 was only a couple hundred people. The colony ship had 2,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not to mention, there is an actual space jockey ship on LV-426.
Okay.
So,
and then I thought, because she leaves behind a beacon, and isn't that what they go to at the beginning of the first one? Is there's like a random beacon on a planet?
No, she left the beacon so the guy knew where to land.
But I thought they were still like maybe. I thought that was maybe the planet from Alien, but no, that's not.
I think the next movie, if there is one, will be eventually coming into 426.
Yeah, it's a lead into Alien. So
yeah, but even then, I don't want to directly.
How much do you hope that this world was not the Engineer homeland?
I hope it was because I don't want to see them again.
Yeah, I'm good with the engineers.
I don't want it to be.
I don't want to see them again.
No, I'm okay.
Why? Why do you?
No, engineers are cool. I don't want an engineer movie. I just don't want them to all be dead because of David.
Yeah, but move on.
I know that.
Get on with your life.
Yeah, right? No, we gotta, can't we be worried about... We filled in the question that every nerd has asked about the space jockey.
But I don't want them all to be dead in this universe, is what I'm saying. Well,
the reason why he got shit for Prometheus is because he did the engineers. Eh. And there was no alien, so... Just stick with aliens.
Somebody, the same person in the film about the whole David scene, basically was like, what are the odds Ridley Scott did that scene? Just, it's a giant fuck you to everybody who basically criticized Prometheus. He's like, fuck you, now they're dead. Happy?
Wait, who?
We should have this guy in the Ridley podcast.
Like, the whole scene with David killing all the engineers.
Oh.
Like, what are the odds Ridley Scott put that in there just as a giant fuck you to everybody who criticized Prometheus?
Hey.
I think Ridley Scott wants to make a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, he tries.
Okay, so I think we're kind of... Well, you think it's a lot better than Prometheus.
I think it's definitely better than
Prometheus. I think it's better than Prometheus. And I enjoyed Prometheus.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
This is definitely a movie I'll watch again, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Let's rank it. Let's rank it. Don't rank it according to... the Prometheus movie, but rank it according to just overall movie.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
Go ahead.
I'm going 7.1.
So 4.5. Sam doesn't count.
$1. Oh, I have no idea what a number scale would be on this. What, compared to the other movies?
No, just in general.
Just in general.
Oh, just in general?
Kind of like if you're rating this on IMDb as a 1 to 10... What would you rate this?
Or yeah, I mean, I think you're at par for the course of your blockbuster movies, and you kind of rewatch it because there's some interesting stuff going on.
Okay. So what number?
I think that's
like a 77.
He doesn't want to give it.
He's going 7. He's going 7.
I'm going
based on the conversation, I'd give it like a 7. Like, okay. not knowing anything about the movie, aside from what you guys just talked about, literally nothing else about this movie. And then it's called Alien.
Covenant.
I didn't even know that.
So. Learn everything.
I'd give it like a 7 based on the conversation. It seems like a movie I'd probably want to see.
All right. Okay.
I will say this. I always feel like the best parts of these movies are like the first like 30 minutes where like everything is still pretty much going to plan and they're like flying around in ships and going through storms. And
right. No, I do enjoy that part of the movie because it's like, it's one of those, you sit down, you're watching this, I'm like, this is the kind of sci-fi movie I want. And then after a half hour, you're like, okay, this is boring.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm good. We don't need to go into terraforming this much, guys.
Spaceships.
Like, let's something happen. Something go wrong, people. And then it does. So it's always nice. It's always that first half hour that's always nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyways,
Chris, you gave it an 8?
8.3.
Oh,
wow. B minus.
High. IMDb, currently, it sits at 6.9. So,
yeah. Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah.
I can see why. But anyway.
Hate has got to hate.
So there's going to be another one, essentially.
Yes, one more. I believe so.
Okay. One more.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
I'll go see that for sure. All right, let's do a very quick discussion of the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Split, which I finally saw. Sean has seen.
I saw it like almost a month ago.
And was really the rage of February.
Not it really know was. If everybody liked Split.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was that and Get Out. It was like everything you could talk about. Unfortunately, I was working. And anyway.
It's all good. So, we forgive you.
Let's talk Split here.
Okay. First of
people were like, Shyamalan's back. This is, no. It's like, okay.
It's not classic Shyamalan.
Yeah.
But McAvoy?
McAvoy.
I always say his name wrong. My apology if you're ever listening. McAvoy, I thought did an awesome job with like the what he had to do for that character.
Yes, it was his audition for like his one man show.
Yes, yes, like doing that many characters.
McAvoy.
So essentially, you know, the gist of the movie is that James McAvoy kidnaps these three like teenage girls, like.
No, we got the gist.
Yeah.
Showing.
And, you know, well, has split personalities.
If they listen regularly.
And, okay. Has split personalities, and essentially, you know, it's about the girls trying to get out. Crazy idea, right?
Totally.
There's like 1,000 movies like this.
Yeah.
And this isn't really any different besides the fact that he's split personalities. Like, let's be real. Do you ever, like, just watch this and you're like, God, their girls are so stupid. Just fucking jump them and kill them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they hit him with a chair and run away. And I'm like, no, you fucking bash him into the floor.
Yeah, kill him.
And then you just take the keys and do whatever.
Yeah.
But you only kill one of them.
Yeah, maybe they actually thought there was, like, 17 of them. Did you... Okay. I mean, I don't know. Did you think it was a good movie?
I did enjoy it.
Okay.
What I enjoyed about it, so... Alright, so the whole, like, supernatural kind of thing, the Beast, as it was called in the movie, like, that always, that intrigued me, because it was like, what the fuck is the Beast?
Right, and like, you don't know if he's, like, full of shit, or right. he's just, like, actually jacked up, or if it is supernatural.
Right.
Which...
Does he turn into Marshawn Lynch?
Which, to be fair, the whole,
like, just starts running through the doors.
Right, and, like, the only, like, the upside for being, you know, Shyamalan is that, like, the whole time you're like, okay, well, when do the aliens come? Like, you're yeah. sort of expecting it to get really weird.
Right.
Or at least, like, different, you know?
Yeah, and, I mean, as a whole, I mean, this movie wasn't amazing, but, like, it's, God, it's better than his more recent stuff.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think I've seen really anything since, no, not Science, The Village?
Basically, yeah. I mean...
Which would seem...
Lady in the Water gets a lot of shit. I enjoyed it, but I mean, is it good? Probably not.
Yeah.
But then everything after that is just absolutely... Yeah, it's garbage.
I mean, it's good. It's, hey, if you gotta walk before you can run.
Right.
I will say this. He ran and tripped. Something that I noticed about him is that, like, his dialogue is actually, like, pretty shitty. Like, I noticed, like, the one scene where he's in it, and he's talking to that therapist lady. Like, I don't know, just, like... But she said some really weird
lines. I did kind of enjoy how they explained what the Beast was and why he was going towards the Beast. Like, how, like, he kept talking about all these people with split personality disorder where it's a blind girl, but one of her personalities can see. Because that personality basically was like, I can see now. And therefore she could see and basically healed herself. And where he's like, well, if I believe in the Beast strong enough, and we all believe in the Beast, we can become the Beast.
Right.
And lo and behold, he becomes the Beast.
Yeah, I mean, he takes three shots to a shotgun, doesn't die.
Yeah. And bends the iron bars. And,
yeah.
I mean, the big twist at the end, which I could care less about, was the fact that, like, the girl was abused. I mean, that sounds like an asshole thing, but...
Right. Well,
that's basically
really the only twist is that, well, she lived with the uncle that's, like, abused her. Like, they sort of reveal that, like,
through the flashbacks and stuff.
I mean, and that's, like, fucked up, but it's weird because they're like, oh, hey, that's a fucked up thing. Hey, let's go talk to Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're going to have, like, maybe a meaningful moment in the whole movie. Yeah. Nah, fuck it. Let's go, like, just show Bruce Willis and tell you that we're in the same world as,
honestly, I love that reveal. I did love that reveal. And I'm glad it wasn't truly part of the movie.
Yeah.
Because the whole time, I knew the twist, that twist with Bruce Willis being there. But I was totally expecting him to show up and fight the Beast. Like, I was like, when's Bruce Willis going to come? Where's Bruce Willis? And it never happened. And I was kind of like, oh. So maybe that hurt that twist that she was abused and she was, quote, broken, just like...
Right. But you've never really seen anything, except for, like, maybe some really random Marvel, like, post-credit scenes. Never seen anything that, like, added less to a movie than just being like, oh, yeah, and it's in the Unbreakable universe.
It's like, hey, they're coming out making a sequel. Yeah. They're making a sequel.
I've actually never watched more than, like, 20 minutes of Unbreakable, so maybe I should check that out.
I really, really love Unbreakable.
Yeah.
With Samuel Jackson and Bruce Willis.
Growing long, I split.
Sorry. Well, basically, the thing at the end, they were like, oh, this totally reminds me of that guy who they arrested like 10 years ago. What was his name? And then Bruce Willis was like, Mr. Glass. End scene.
End movie. Yeah.
Mr. Glass.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
No. You could do worse.
I enjoyed it.
All right, let's move on to TV.
TV.
Oh, boy.
We should come up with a sound for TV, yeah, by the way.
That'd be a lot of work.
All right. Let's do Fargo quick.
Go ahead.
All right, so John and I are the only ones who watch this.
Yep.
And I finally caught up.
This is like a John podcast. It's like
all the time. Sorry, all right. Pat.
It's okay.
Don't worry, John. I've got nothing so far either.
So Fargo. All
right. What did you?
I love how the writers can write these story arcs to make people the stupidest people in the entire world.
So is this like Fargo, North Dakota?
Yes.
So it's fiction.
No, yeah. It's fact now.
Every 10 seconds.
As of like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Everything is based off a true story. These are true events.
Well,
names have been deleted and whatnot. It's not even a quote.
Okay, it's not but real.
It's anyway, not real. It's not real.
So,
just some of these stories are so fucked up that it's just, how is this possible?
Like what? Like examples?
They hire a guy to steal from his brother. He kills somebody, and then they push an air conditioner out the window, and it bashes his head in.
Well, that's the pilot. What did you like?
How they start the show.
Did you like when Gloria went out to LA?
California? I thought that episode was awesome. Interesting episode, yes. Yeah. It was funny.
And you had Ray Wise show up who's in Twin Peaks, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. It was kind of it was such a useless episode because they haven't brought up anything from that.
And Mac again. Too. From It's Always Sunny.
Oh.
He was in it?
Yeah.
Nice.
But
it's always weird.
Only Charlie has not been in it now. It's
such a useless episode.
This is the first one.
But the good thing is the cops are actually starting to put this stuff together. And the bad thing is the captain, the chief of the new police force, only wants to talk about his time in Iraq and just relating to Afghanistan and war and everything. And it's just... And then the brother issue, and then the mafia issue. Oh, God. It's just, here's the problem with Fargo.
Hamisha Linklater shows up asking questions again, sitting behind a desk in his normal role in like a Noah Hawley TV show.
Who is this?
It's the same guy from the beginning of Legion.
The movie?
Yeah. No, the fucking TV show.
Not the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He is in that. Yeah. Oh, God. He's throughout the FX universe. But the thing with Fargo is I watch it, and every second that I'm watching it, I'm hating it. But then for the next 3 days, the only thing I can think about is how awesome Fargo is.
That's an interesting way to go about things.
It's so stupid when I'm watching it. But then I think about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that was interesting how, you know, they have plans to get married and they have plans to be, what is it? What game is it? Badminton?
Bridge?
Bridge. Plans to be like the best bridge players in North Dakota.
Yeah. Looking for some sponsors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I know you haven't watched seasons one or two. Not that you really need to, but you have the movie Fargo, then you have the first and second season. The second season kind of changed a little bit, but the third season, okay, like the same stuff like kind of happens. Like there's the same like points we got to get to where it's like, you know, you have a bunch of random parties and like there's some sort of inciting event where like, you know, someone makes a mistake and then that takes them deeper in the hole and then they go deeper and then like they start dealing with some really shady people and that fucks them over.
They are very in deep now.
Right.
But I like that it's the two most intelligent people are the female officers of the whole show.
Yeah.
Everybody else is...
I think his girlfriend's like pretty Nikki Swango.
Yeah. She's I don't know. I don't know what to make of her yet. I don't know. I'm still kind of up in the fence. I think she might be a player, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and the kind of my favorite scene, or it's like not a conglomerate of scenes, but there's a few scenes that if you piece them together, it's the best, is when they make the sex tape and they try and use it as blackmail, but they leave it on the porch and the wife watches it when it was supposed to be the husband who watches it.
Right.
And then they're like, they just keep thinking that he's going to pay.
Right. When they've already seen it.
When you're already exposed.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And then they keep going on and on. Like these two people are morons where they're just saying he's still going to pay us though. But then, the other guy's like, this stuff already happened. She's already seen the tape, so it's not going to matter. You're not going to get paid.
Yeah.
But that was one of my favorite parts in the show so far.
Yeah, like I said, I'm
Fargo. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, I don't know. Like I think the season's good, but it's weird. It's like last week's episode. I didn't watch until last night. I didn't watch half of it until last night because it's just like, I mean, there's a lot of stuff on. I got stuff going on. I'm moving.
Oh, you can stop easily.
Oh yeah, but like I usually make an appointment. Like I usually watch it night up. You know, like it's usually like appointment television, and it just kind of hasn't been. And like honestly, you know, the guy who runs it, Noah Hawley, who also did Legion, I'd rather like see him do something where he's like not confined to Fargo, you know? Because I think he's like a really like...
I love the way this thing is shot.
Yeah.
I really like
it. Oh, the way it looks and just like the general... I mean, like he's a writer, so he's more like the story too, but yeah.
No. Does it tie into the movie Fargo?
No.
Okay.
No, the first season does Argo. A little bit, but
yeah, I love the way it's shot. It's just it's nice.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's different, and it gives you it's you know a lot different than what you're usually used to. So I like it. So I'll still keep it up.
We going New Girl?
Do we want to skip Twin Peaks?
Oh no, we don't want to skip Twin right. Peaks.
Just like New Girl. Like the reason why I will bring up New Girl is because Pat watches it as well as I watch it as well. And
we're I watch it on and off again.
I don't know why you don't. It's good.
Yeah, it's just because Amy, you know, her and her, you know, queen of binge watching.
Watch New Girl. It's so funny.
There's so many shows to
watch. Who's your favorite character on New Girl?
Winston.
Really?
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
Which one's Winston?
The black guy.
Black guy.
The one with the cat.
Yeah, first is awesome too. But like his way over the top pranks, just the way he's super witty and stupid.
Yeah, his like 42 part wedding proposal.
Yeah, like if I was black and skinnier, that would be me.
My favorite Schmidt easily without a doubt. Yeah. But the reason why we're doing New Girl is because it's Fox announced that it's coming back.
Ooh.
And
I did not hear that.
Like I said awesome. In the podcast, it ended, the season ended like a series.
Yeah, we're coming to a series, the ending too. And
yeah, and I really liked the ending. I thought it was nice. They kind of tidied it up all nice, and you got excited, and it was a nice, pleasant ending, which is different than all the other shows.
Well, like if it was an ending, like a true ending, I didn't get that feel. Like, I do see it after hearing you talk about it, but there was no Coach. There's no way the last episode doesn't have Coach in it.
Yeah,
like I don't care if nothing's tied up. If Coach is in the last episode in the last season, that could be the series finale.
I guess, but if they okay, so let me put it this way: if they were to end it and not do any more seasons, I'd be content.
No, I'd be okay with it too. But when watching it live, I wouldn't. Like, I didn't think, oh, this is the last season. This is the last episode.
Oh, yeah. You thought it was going to be one more. Yeah. At least one more.
At least one more.
Well, it looks like we're
I can see a wrap up now, though. I can see it wrapping up.
Yeah.
Like, Nick and Jess are together now, and Schmidt and Cece are having a baby, and Winston's got his cat still, kind of.
And then he's engaged. He's getting married. And then Nick's a writer. He's going
to
be a writer.
Yeah. Nick's finally successful. Him and Jess are finally starting to do their stuff. Megan Fox is gone.
Yeah. I kind of liked her. I thought she was okay. Yeah, okay. what was I going to say?
Did you guys see anything about like the new season? Like, I think I saw maybe they're going to do like a time jump or something.
Maybe? I didn't see anything. I just saw that they announced that it's coming back mid-season.
If they did that,
I could see it. Like, if they did, I can see it, though. Like Schmidt and Cece have the baby, 2-year-old girl or boy, whatever it is.
Yeah. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, like 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. I can see it.
I wouldn't mind that. That would be nice. I'm not expecting a lot, so my expectations are low for it. So.
Well, and even like John said with the Parks and Rec part, that's actually a great analogy. I could see it that way. The last season of Parks and Rec was essentially a fan service where they forced all the closings and forced every... like, they pretty much wrapped it all up nicely,
it wasn't a bad season.
It was a good season, but it's one case where they didn't... I slow down. Yeah. One of the cases where they didn't need it. They didn't need that season at the end.
That's true. But it was a nice little tie-up. All right, another show that you watch that I also watch, Dragon Ball Super.
Yes.
What is this on?
Pat and I are...
It's on Cartoon Network at 10 o'clock.
On
West Coast time?
Every day?
It's on both. I have Cartoon Network East and Cartoon Network West.
Oh, okay. Really?
I have ESPN. DirecTV.
I have ESPN. Yes.
Congratulations.
It's on Sunday night.
Okay. I hope you like SportsCenter.
It's on Saturday night.
Saturday night. I DVR it, so I watch on Sunday.
Yeah, me too. So it's Saturday nights at 10.
The Sunday morning cartoons, yeah. Okay. But anyway, Dragon Ball Super, The shows that we're referring to are the English version, the dubbed versions.
Yeah.
The Japanese version with the subtitles are already all out. Not all of them, but most of them are out there.
They're on, they're 90, on episode 90, I 90 think. Something. And then the English dub is at like 18 or 19.
Damn. Did we, yeah, I know.
So we're way behind. It's like, far there's, behind. A lot, there's like three or four more sagas that question, we haven't touched yet.
They're same voice actors?
They changed some, but they're actually,
very similar.
Frieza sounds different. Frieza came back. They explain it. It makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, but the major
it makes sense in the Dragon Ball world.
Yeah. The major ones are still there.
Yeah, like the second Vegeta, I don't know his name.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah,
we're
I'm not like super in depth. I watch the show because it's bright lights.
Yeah,
I'm trying to catch him like a cat tries catching moth. Like,
It's like a baby with a mobile. He's just pawing at the whole time.
Yeah, what are you doing in front of the TV screen?
They're shiny.
What do you think of the new season, the dubbed version?
I'm liking it so far. I did read some reviews about like the animation being poor. And I could see it. I could see the poor animation, but I can overlook it. I can look right through it.
Yeah.
And just watch the story and...
It's not... Is it faster paced?
I was just about to get there. It's still...
Slow.
Slow, but it's not like 5 minutes takes 20 episodes.
No, but the thing is there's no set fight episode. You know how in like the Frieza saga there was fighting
Well, there was. With Beerus, the first fight between Goku and Beerus, it was like a 5-episode thing. Where they would tune in next time to see the fight begin. Tune in next time to see the fight continue. Tune in next time to see the fight continue more.
Watch Goku kick.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. And then some screams and grunts.
But the thing is, the first Goku? Like the first
I meant Goku.
The first 15 episodes.
Oh no, it's Geico.
The gecko and the cavemen come out like, no, I thought you were dead.
The first 15 episodes are the movie. That Dragon Ball Super movie.
And then the second 15 episodes pretty much are the second movie.
Yeah. Resurrection F, I think.
Yeah, Resurrection F. It's called Frieza. Resurrection Frieza.
Yeah, okay.
But they are different, though, because I've watched the movies already.
No, me too. Yeah.
So they're totally different stories. It's the same story, but
it's the same story, but they fill it in.
It's kind of like the Harry Potter books and Harry Potter movies. It's the same story, but it goes different ways to get to the end.
Oh, when I was in London, by the way, I got a book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hard copy.
I bought it online a little while ago.
You did?
That one, the fourth one, the sixth one.
Well, that's why I didn't. That's why I bought it there, because you can't get it.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely
guys, about focus.
That. So, we're talking about Japanese.
Right, anyway, let's Dragon Ball Super. There's 75 episodes left to be dubbed.
Jeez. Yeah, it's a lot.
Unless you want to watch online.
Which, like, I haven't watched a full episode online of the Japanese dub, but
The voices are fucking annoying.
It's difficult, but I watched some of like, the cool fight scenes, and
it gets better.
Like, I'm not gonna spoil. Well, I would spoil something. Well,
don't spoil anything.
Okay, never mind. But it's pretty cool. Like something happens in the future of the show.
Okay.
That
the future.
It's just cool because it goes back to the older an older episode, an older thing that happened, and it's.
Okay,
so in the future they go to the past.
All right. Anyway,
don't confuse us.
Stay tuned.
Last show. What do we want to do?
All right, Twin Peaks. We can't not talk Twin Peaks.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we have to talk Twin Peaks.
Okay, Sean.
Okay.
So it's back.
It is back.
18 episodes.
Yeah.
David Lynch, not a guy who goes that quickly to begin with. You know. To me, any other like writer or you know screenwriter would probably take like a 5-minute like expository like monologue from somebody and be like, "Hey, the guys, this is what happened." Nope, David Lynch. It's 2 hours long, and there's a tree with a brain on it that does most of the
talking. It's the evolution of the arm. Get it right.
Yeah.
Who also has a doppelganger?
So the show. Okay, lefty. You know. When you kind of look at like the chart of like Twin Peaks, it like doesn't really start weird. It's kind of quirky. It's eccentric. Really goes off the deep end when you get to the second season.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And weird tunneling underneath the deep end now.
Like we've gone so far down. Yeah. Like I so sitting there watching it, I was like, "The hell's going on, man?" Like I'm sitting there like thinking to myself, like I don't know what's happening. And then every once in a while, Amy would be like. What's going on? I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It'll all make sense.
It's just a man looking at a glass cube. Don't worry.
And now she's taking her clothes off. Just be quiet. Just what? And now they're dead.
Something got them. Yeah. So, Sean,
yes.
I was kind of expecting it to be like, oh, boy, we're going to go to the coffee shop and go talk to all those people like, and go see how long lady's doing. And, oh, boy, go to the police. Nope. There's some of that. Like, well, actually, no. There really isn't much. There, you kind of like drop in on a couple people, but it's.
I feel like it's setting things up. It's getting things ready.
It seems very much that like Twin Peaks is now more of a state of mind than an actual show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there are, I mean, essentially they set up a similar murder to the one that happened almost.
Yep.
You got this whole thing in New York going on.
Yep.
No idea what that is, except. Your boy, Agent Cooper, shows up.
Yep, randomly.
Agent Cooper, who's still in the Black Lodge. Sorry, Sam, spoiler alert.
25 years later.
Yeah.
Still there.
Evil Dale Cooper is roaming around.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though? The most sane part, I feel, of this whole thing was what was going on in the Black Lodge. I could follow that better than I could follow everything else.
You're not wrong. Like, you knew what was going on there. I'll put it that way. Like, it's funny when you're in a room where everyone's talking in this weird reverse, like, condensed speak, and you really have no fucking clue what they're talking about, but god damn it feels like home.
And it's so weird that the one-armed guy, the guy missing an arm, was like, this is the evolution of the arm. Like, okay.
Oh, and it's a tree with a brain on it. And like,
and it talks. You know. Yeah,
and like, we're on Showtime, but the graphics are kind of weird. Like, they don't really look that good. This, like, this I wasn't. Show
is confusing.
I was not expecting
this. Idea.
Yeah, it is.
It's
David Lynch.
I was really not expecting this. And like, I'm not super disappointed.
No, because you know what? The reviews were like, this is a cocaine-induced, like, David Lynch nightmare. And I was like, how bad could it be? And I was like, oh my god, what the hell did I just watch?
Pretty true to form, actually.
Yeah, no, like,
and it was kind of scary. Like, it felt like a horror movie for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I guess the third one is even more insane.
Oh man, I can't wait.
So 19 hours or 18 hours of this, I don't know if I'm going to get all the way through. I'll be honest with you. I kind of need it to go a little wear in like the next 4 hours.
Well, so the big thing to take out of this, so, is that the Bob, the doppelganger, the bad guy, has been basically killing people like nonstop, and he has, and his partner is I guess like coming to meet him, but like wants him to go back to the Black Lodge. Like, he's like, you're gonna die.
Who's his partner? It's a one-armed man.
No, his partner. They mentioned him in the original series, but you never were introduced to him.
Okay,
and that's the guy who was on that weird radio thing.
Oh, you know, that's supposed to be David Bowie in the thing.
Oh, okay.
Which I have still not seen Firewalk.
I have not either.
On the list for the weekend, because I need some fucking context, dude. I'm like an adrift in a room that always looks the same, and I need something to maybe kind of better explain it.
The big thing about this, though, that I understand is that good Agent Cooper cannot leave the Black Lodge until Bob, the doppelganger Bob, comes back.
Right.
And so I feel like that's what it's dealing. And then the final scene, I was like, okay, normal stuff.
It was what we thought we were going to see from the get.
They're at the bar. It was two of the girls from the original series.
Oh, I know that guy. I still don't know anyone's fucking
name. Bobby's the biker.
I know Cooper, and that's about it.
And but Bobby was there, and they're like, "Oh, he was in a motorcycle accident, so he's a little weird."
Yeah,
but he sure is still cool. Because yes, they actually said that. But then the other guy was the boyfriend of the drug dealer guy that was in a vegetative state.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was that him, and she was at the bar with the girl as well. Yeah, I can't remember names.
Yeah.
Lodge Lady came back.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
She's actually dead, though.
She's literally IRL
dead. But she got in time, same as, what's his name? Miguel Ferrer.
Oh, yeah.
Other FBI agent guy.
Yeah.
But
he actually filmed all of his scenes before he died.
Oh, she didn't?
Yeah, she just did that, like, the first, this, that's all you're gonna see of her. I guess
that's probably it, yeah.
Yeah, because she died in, like, 2015.
We'll talk about Twin Peaks more. I'm not sure what else we're going to really contribute to the dialogue, but...
I'm still watching, because I stuck through the first two seasons. Sticking through season three.
I'm not tapping out yet. Here's what I did. I rewatched when I watched the second season, I think I watched the first 10, and then just skipped to the end, because I heard, like, the middle, like, 12 are, like, just not worth it.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, contribute to the...
Just like, oh, Heather Graham's here. Oh, she's dead.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she was in the show.
Yeah. Okay. So, well,
do we have time for it?
Yeah, you got a lot of rapid fire questions? Fuck it, let's just do it. Right. Wrench is here. Wrench is here. Can't send the man back without playing rapid fire.
He's been here once a year.
Yeah.
He's been useless till tonight. We're doing it.
All right, let's get to rapid fire.
Kaboom.
Pew, pew. Hey, it's rapid fire again. Okay, and let's jump into it. I don't think last time we talked to Pat about this, and I'm just gonna give you Pat your own question. Chicken Caesar salad wrap.
Yes.
Yes or no on croutons?
On the wrap, no.
In the wrap.
In the wrap, no.
No.
Yes. Damn it.
No.
Why would you want to add crunch to it? I mean, it makes sense in a salad, but it's just
yes.
Because it's a soft product. Yeah. It's a soft food product.
It's not soft. The lettuce is crunchy.
If you get crunchy. When was the last time you had really nice, crisp, crunchy lettuce in a Caesar salad
wrap? Every time I have a Caesar salad wrap.
Have you met lettuce?
They're not like, oh, we're going to throw spinach in here. No, it's like iceberg. It's that crunchy style.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
You need some form of crouton. Well, and we discussed
I don't want to break my teeth on a wrap.
No, we discussed it needs to be... We all agree that it needs to be the perfect... Not perfect consistency of crouton, but it needs to be enough where you get the crunch, airy.
A softer crouton.
I've broken so many croutons on my fork. Like, picking out of a salad. I would say
90% of all croutons are like the super crunchy that you can't even pick up with a fork.
Those are the best.
So
I'll
put it this way: if you get a chicken Caesar salad at like all your like mom and pop pizza places and it has croutons in it, it's gonna be garbage. There's no way those are the right croutons.
Disagree.
All right.
Especially we'll fight this one in New York, trying those wraps.
All right, moving on. Okay.
Looks like me and you, Sam. Every guest, we're going to ask this.
Yeah, every single one. Until we win.
Until we get it. Wait, we should keep a tally on the board. Yeah. All right, you go ahead.
Okay.
Just call the question.
The question. When do you decide you want to see a movie? With the teaser trailer? With the theatrical trailer? With the TV trailer? Or those, like, 5-minute scenes? Well, let's go first.
I'll take it. I guess we'll go this way. I'm just going teaser. Whatever the first trailer is. Usually when I decide whether or not I want to go see a movie. I mean, it can change. I can see the teaser and be like, oh, that looks like shit. And then the theatrical will come out. I'll be like, actually, that was actually pretty good. I've never based it off of the 5 minutes. I don't think I've ever sat down and actually watched those 5-minute trailers. Because it's either like a scene from the movie that is so out of context, I don't want to watch it. Like when Dark Knight released the first scene, the bank robbery scene, I didn't watch it. I was like, why do I want to watch the first scene from a Batman movie? I'd rather just watch the whole damn movie.
Okay.
So I'm going teaser from the beginning.
Teaser?
All right, I'll go next.
John, we'll go next.
I don't think any one of these in particular are always like, oh my God, I gotta go see it. But the theatrical trailer is probably the moves the needle the most. Just because the teaser, you don't get anything out of it. And like I agree with Sean, the 5 minutes, I've been like misled before. Like the 5 minutes they released for Jurassic World was like,
the conversation.
The two of them talking, at his little hut or whatever. And that scene looked awful. And the movie was good. And, you know, the trailer, you watch the trailer, it gives you all the member berries, and go with the real trailer.
All right. John or Chris? Chris or Pat?
Would you like to go?
Yeah, I can go. I'm going to go theatrics, and not even just that, like, that dictates when I watch it, too. Like, if I see, like, a movie that looks awesome, because I didn't see it in the big screen, like, on the actual... All
right.
How am I going to watch this movie? Am I going to watch it while it's in theaters, or am I going to watch it when it comes on DVD?
Yeah.
Am I going to Redbox it? Am I going to watch it when it's on made-for-TV, or... It dictates when I'm going to watch it, not only if I'm going to watch it or not.
All right. That's a good point.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with none of the above.
None? Oh.
I'm going to go with when it's announced and when the title is announced. Only because nowadays so many movies are spin-off, sequels, remakes that I know what it's about. It determines whether or not I want to see it. Theatrical, I would say, is when I'm going to watch it. I agree with Pat. But that's it. None of the above. I know if I'm going to see a movie or not when they announce the title of the movie. The Mummy? I knew I was going to see it even before I saw the
freaking Tom Cruise. I knew I wasn't going to see it.
Huh. That's just the way it is.
One that you left out, Sam, was critics when you start hearing the reviews.
Yeah.
And like, I think I'm like more on Pat with the reviews because it's like, I'll still usually go see a movie one way or another, but it's, well, I'll see it, but it's not a matter of if I wait.
Is it worth a 2-week paycheck to go watch a movie?
Right.
Exactly. Jesus. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, our theater is $9 instead of $10 if you see it before 4.
Mine's $11.50.
Oh, it was $8.
Really?
Yeah.
When I went to go see Alien last night, they gave it to me for $8.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, Bargain Tuesday.
I don't even think that exists. I don't know why it was $8.
I don't know. I went to go see it in like fake IMAX for like $10.50. Yeah. Fake IMAX.
$11.50 where you are?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a smaller town, so
yeah, they can charge money. More.
Yeah,
there was a dollar theater that closed down. It was awesome. It was like old movies. Like the last movie they showed was like Men in Black 3.
Damn, that's old.
Although, last dollar movie we went to was at Men the Drive-In. Black 3. No, at the Drive-In. X-Men. We saw X-Men, the X-Men and Ninja Turtles out of the shadows.
That'd be a good
out of the shadows.
Duo.
Yeah,
it was $1 per movie, I think.
Pretty much.
Because we all went together.
All four of us.
We learned Casey Jones always wanted to be a detective.
That was so fucking cheesy. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Casey, you're fired. Oh, that sucks. I wanted to be a detective.
I'm going to be a detective.
A random reveal about that character. All right, moving on. In your opinion, what month produces the best movies? May, July, November, or December?
Trying to think what's
I don't
want to
go
there.
First every time.
All right, I'm going to say December because you get the best of both worlds. You get the big popcorn movies around Christmas, and you get like the better like award season movies too.
Ah, okay.
You don't have to compromise.
All right. I'm going to go with May only because I can't think of any examples. But in May when the movie comes out, it comes out on DVD come November, December. So
it's a good Christmas gift.
The money, exactly. Yeah. You get to see the movie in May or summertime, and then come Christmas time, it's ready
to go.
Yeah,
you got it right there. It's valid.
I'm going May as well because, honestly, most of the big money makers are in May, and usually the big headlines are in May. Like, I mean, Guardians. The big like
every Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Every Star Wars movie except for the last two were in May. Around George Lucas's birthday. So I mean, like, May is usually the powerhouse for like money making. Then there's that random month of July that makes money because of Transformers for some reason. Still don't understand that. But no, I'm going. May produces the best movies because by the end of May, I'm like, am I gonna go see another movie? I don't know. So
I'd say November, only because. Movies aren't rushed out like they are in December to try and make award season. So the movies that come out in November are ones that are, you know, they made it for fans and for people who actually want to go see these movies.
Can you name a November movie that has come out?
No. I would need to look at what movies come out.
I know one.
Arrival.
Arrival was
Arrival did. But usually the Bond movies come out in November.
Mm-hmm.
They usually come down Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Well, Bond. Hey, he came up with that.
You couldn't. Does there, can saying. I really?
Yeah.
Just saying, really? You couldn't support your opinion. You just threw it out.
You
there.
Chose fucking May.
Yeah.
It's obvious every Star Wars movie comes out in May.
Because it's close to George Lucas's birthday.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually why.
Everybody in the free world knows that.
No, that's not
Everybody
true.
Knows that.
So, quick question before.
What's the fourth day in May?
Yeah, that's not
May
why.
May 4th.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Saturday?
Obviously didn't get the joke.
Quick question.
I enjoy Revenge of the Fifth way more, by the way.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. Like, but I still celebrate the Fourth because Cinco de Mayo. I mean, I don't want to step on
my toes. Cinco de Mayo.
So, quick question.
It's not for you, Chris.
Before we jump into this, Pat, you ever hear of the show Powerless?
No.
No? Okay, so you may be left out of this. The question to the table would be, Powerless, are we worse off that it existed, better off that it existed, or who the fuck cares that it existed?
I'll go last.
Who the fuck cares that it existed? What, ABC, was it NBC? NBC was like, hey, we don't have a superhero movie, let's do one. And no one watched, and now it's canceled, and no one cares.
Yeah, but I think that's better off that it existed because it's not going to happen ever again. Because
it'll happen again.
No, it won't. Because of what just happened.
No,
they tried to make fun of the superhero movies.
No, it'll happen again.
No, it won't.
Oh, it will.
Sean, they pulled the episodes and they canceled.
It's not going to be Powerless, but it will be something new.
It's not going to be that. The closest thing would be the new Star Trek with the imitation with McFarlane.
Oh, Oracle or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was. The Star Trek one. Either way, we're better off that it existed because we won't get this shit anymore.
But we will.
Okay, I'm gonna go with who gives a fuck. I looked at the cast and Alan Tudyk, and that's it. So
yeah,
I'm gonna go with who cares.
I'm gonna go
just based on who's in it.
I'm gonna go that we're worse off because they tried to do something a little bit different and kind of fell on their face. And
they tried.
Do we really need like 5 more Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. shows?
Yeah, actually, S.H.I.E.L.D. ended pretty well, by the way.
Yeah, I heard.
You should watch it. Skip, like I said, I know, just watch it. Yeah. Skip the middle. Watch the beginning of the
end. Yeah, I guess.
All right.
So yeah, we might have to go to Gay Hulk overtime. Like
no Gay Hulk overtime.
Run time's going here.
Okay. Yeah, we got one last.
Okay.
This was kind of a throw-in because I just couldn't think of anything else. So. Fast food restaurants. What's your favorite? Mickey D's, Burger King, Wendy's, or Taco Bell?
Oh.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go BK.
BK. All right. Do you have a reason why? Or
I haven't eaten fast food in like 7 years, so I can't really tell you. But I mean, look at those. Look at those up there.
Oh yeah, sorry. Lord of the Rings, glowing
collector's goblets.
For
we got them all.
Yeah,
yeah, that's BK product right there for you.
All right, Burger King is like fucking like unoriginal garbage. Like, there's really nothing special about it. No, McDonald's is the original. Like, McDonald's is the article, dude. Like,
yeah, but
BK is like fucking knockoff city.
What was original to you?
McDonald's. Because that's fucking everywhere. I mean, so is
Burger King.
Well, the reason why Burger King is everywhere is because their model on where to open stores is the McDonald's model.
But what's original to you?
What does that even
mean? You're saying the OG fast food is McDonald's. Yeah, yes, it is. Yeah. But you were born in, what, 90?
Sure.
Well, I say McDonald's coming from, though, because it's like
we should add it into the party.
We need a Wendy's bigger sandwich, you know? Big Mac. Well, we need one too. Let's do the Whopper. Same thing, just bigger.
The secret sauce.
I know it's different, but
Big Mac.
It's like it's a burger and fries and a drink. Mm. There's no difference. So I'm gonna add in on mine to my favorite one there, Taco Bell for that reason. Because every week you get a new $5 box at Taco Bell, pretty much. you got the quesarito, the chuparito,
that is valid.
The taco burrito combo now, like the chicken. The triangle chicken.
You get your
triangle chicken nuggets.
How often do you guys eat fast food?
Jesus.
There's other food?
We don't want to talk about that.
Do we have another hour for this podcast? No, then we're not going to talk about
Trust me, try not doing it for a year. Oh. You'll feel so much better about your life.
Self-service McDonald's. I finally went to one where you just type in.
Oh,
it's a life changer.
Really?
It's a life changer.
They just make it for you? And
you just pick it up. You put it into the thing, you hit enter, you slide your card, They give it to you 5 seconds later.
All right, is it my turn?
Unfuckable.
Everybody else is. I'm going Wendy's.
Wendy's,
all
right.
I enjoy Wendy's because, first of all, their chili is awesome. Love their chili. Love the fact that you can be like, what do you want for a side with your meal? Do you want fries? Sure. Do you want chili? Why not? Do you want chili fries or chili cheese fries? Sure, why not? How about a side salad? You're eating healthy today. Yeah, why not? I wouldn't mind a side salad. How about a baked potato? Sure, why not? Like, there's so many sides you can go.
How about a defibrillator to go with, well, your, here's the thing. With yeah, your meal?
But, like, where BK...
They are usually close to hospitals.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very true. But where you have BK and McDonald's where not only are they, like, going, like, oh, we're the healthiest now. Like, Wendy's is like, yeah, we don't care. Like, we have your healthy stuff. Then we have the Baconator. You want to really, like, you know, challenge yourself? Have a Baconator. Plus, there is no limit. There is no limit to how much bacon you can put on the Baconator. You can ask for, I think the record right now is 27 pieces of bacon. You can go up and say, can I have a Baconator with this many pieces of bacon?
Challenge accepted.
Exactly.
Let's know. The last time you asked for anything.
After you're married.
After Saturday.
Yeah. The last thing you asked for 20-something, it was like, iced coffee.
Their burgers are better than McDonald's. Yeah.
But it was, basically, when you talk about Fargo, that was my exact thought. Like you hate it, but you keep on watching it. That was my exact thought. Oh, it's so gross. Here, try this. Oh, my God. Keep on drinking it.
But the burgers are better. The nuggets are better. The fries are okay. But unlimited sides. And, like, it's just...
And the Frosties.
And the fact that they're not... Yeah, the Frosties are amazing. Like, you can't not get a Frosty there. Plus, they have the you make your own drink stations now, where you can be like, I'm gonna do like 7 different random combinations, and why not? Yeah, Wendy's is like by far the best of the ones that you mentioned. Taco Bell is a very close second,
though. All right, could we just really quickly, what is just the single of those four, the single best menu item
of
past or present?
Just any time.
Don't say the McRib.
Quad stacker.
From where? McDonald's? BK. Oh, BK.
Yes.
Meat and cheese.
What's the best one?
No, I'm going Baconator because at least, like, BK and McDonald's bacon's shit. At least Wendy's bacon is actually, like,
the decent. Best, if it's still around, the double decker taco.
Oh, that was so good.
That was good.
That was when they had the dollar menu. It was actual dollar menu. Yeah. I get like 5 of those and I'm good.
You know, it's really good.
It's more than a dollar now?
Yeah, it's like $1.99.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
It's been forever.
They had to use real meat, Chris. Huh? They got in trouble.
They couldn't use kangaroo anymore.
They had to use real beef now. So
kangaroo prices went up. The kangaroo was so good.
I know. Either Baconator or... You guys
get sued, I'm sorry.
Honestly, the good to go. Shit, what are those things called?
The fuck is that?
You don't remember those commercials where they did the little hand thing? Are you good to go?
The Crunchwrap?
Yeah, Crunchwraps. Those things are awesome. Because it's like a taco.
Crunchwrap Supremes. They have a triple... And then back.
Yeah.
I mean Taco Bell? Yeah. The triple-double Crunchwrap. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So we can talk fast food for 3 hours.
Yes. Oh,
so
definitely. Yes.
Okay, like I said,
reel it in here, guys. Let's reel it in. So wait, what is the best one?
Between the pages,
double-decker taco? Food. Do we agree? Or?
No,
I've never even had
double-decker taco's not bad, but, I mean, if I'm going Taco Bell, it's a Crunchwrap.
Of the four.
Baconator for me. By far.
Of current, I'm going to go with Baconator again, of current sandwiches, or current menu items.
Beat us out anyway.
I'm going to go bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle from McDonald's. Don't at me.
Double decker. I don't eat
fast. Sam, what do you say, Quizmaster?
Dungeon Master.
I don't know. I'd probably go with the Baconator.
Too. Yeah.
Baconator's not bad.
So, no, it's not good. Bad. Boom. Anyways, so... This week's winner actually goes to our guest, Pat.
Woo!
Sam, that's a hearty handshake to Pat.
Yeah, you get a hearty handshake.
And
it's not what you think it is.
But anyway, so next week, Pat might be on again, but we have a lot of TV to go over next week. We're just going to talk about the new shows and shows that got renewed that we didn't think would be renewed, like Lethal Weapon.
Timeless.
Yeah.
And what?
Timeless, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got this. Don't worry.
Don't worry, Sam.
Don't worry.
Chris has the music.
Yeah, I got it. Are you...
So?
But anyway, so we'll do a bunch of TV, new TV shows, and we can just run it through. Pat will hopefully be back, and he'll be a married man at that point.
Yeah.
So, you can find all of our episodes on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, I think, if we're still on there.
I hope so.
And find us on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. Send us a message, tell us what you think. And we should really ask who likes croutons in there.
Yeah, we need to figure this out.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. So that does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Good night.
Adios.
Bye.
Later.